You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 122 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2015. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And as you know, with This Week in Movies in the Now, we're going to talk about some movies that I haven't seen, and I just see the trailer, and I try to tell you what's happening in the movie as best as I can. One of my favorite... I think this is one of my favorite segments.
I like it.
First, Black Mass. Johnny Depp plays Whitey Bulger. Everyone else plays someone corrupt.
Supposedly, this is where Johnny Depp came back. Like,
yeah, I heard this is his like redemption.
Yeah.
So he's like a gangster who like kills a bunch of people and stuff. And Matt Damon is there, I think. But he's in like a fat suit, which he does every so often, which is really strange.
Wait, he wears a fat... I thought he just got fat.
Maybe he got some... fat.
I know in The Informant, he's fat.
Yeah.
I'm like...
And there's
really?
Like one
he
more
put
movie
on
where he
this
puts
one?
On weight. And yeah. It's really strange to me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe We Bought a Zoo, he might be fat in that, too.
Not as fat, though. Like, there's
not
a difference.
As fat.
There's
yeah.
like, you know what I'm talking about when you see Fat Man
I know
Damon.
What you're saying. I know
Fat Damon, saying. As I like to call him.
I know what you're saying.
But, yeah, so this is a true story, just like two other movies.
Yeah, Maze Runner, Scorch Trials. Very,
yeah.
very true.
Yeah, it's a very true story. This is the weekend of true stories, I guess. So, yeah, he, like, kills people and it had a hard time getting him. And eventually, spoiler alert, he went into hiding and then he got caught when he was, like, 80-something. And he was in hiding in Santa Monica paying rent, or paying cash in his rent. Living like a homeless guy, even though he had, like, all this money stashed away. I guess that's how you survive.
It's...
Benedict Cumberbatch is in this one.
Is this a spoiler if it's history, like, but you're ignorant to history?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
Like, if we watch, like, Flags of Our Fathers and I'm like, the Americans win.
Yeah.
Is it a spoiler?
Or is there, like, a scale of you should know this, or...
Like, World Trade Center. If I'm, like, Nicolas Cage's character probably gets cancer or mesothelioma, assuming he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
I think if it's history, it's not.
What's that movie, Flight 95? The one where they land in that field? United 91?
What?
Something like that.
Yeah.
If I tell you that, like, oh, they stop the terrorists and crash in a field and they all die? Is that a spoiler? Titanic, if I'm like, ship sinks.
No, it's definitely not there.
That's not a spoiler.
I think
there's
too big.
Other stuff happening while that is happening.
Yeah. And I like to think it's not.
If I don't know. That's... I can't think of any other real life
movies. I guess if you specifically... No, I don't know. I don't think it is, if it's history.
No.
I don't.
Because I'm going to spoil all these movies this week. So yeah, that's what happens in The Black Mass. I don't know. I really can't explain it. I actually realized I didn't see one of the trailers.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, have you seen it?
Which one?
The last one.
Oh. I've seen it.
You can do
yeah,
that
I've seen.
It. It'll be one of those
I'll
rare,
sort of do it, but
be one
I mean,
of those
I don't
rare
really
segments.
It's one of those like that was in on the back in the, on the background.
Yeah,
but I didn't really pay close attention. But I did see the first one, so that's something.
The next, yeah, I haven't even seen that.
Yeah.
The second trailer is called Captive. It has Martin Luther King and a journalist. it's
Invisible Woman.
David Oyelowo and Kate Mara, and it's based on another true story. And I think I remember hearing the story on the news.
She's in a lot of movies this year.
Kate Mara?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about this guy who's like an ex-con who breaks out of prison to see his son. And then he like pretty much like holds a woman hostage in her home for like a long day. And she has Rick Warren's book. And like she like convinces him through like the like reading this book about God to let her go eventually or something and like turn himself in. And she says that she forgives him. But I don't know if I'm just confusing this with one of those times where there's like a shooter on a school or something and then someone calls and says like, hey, you shouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that happens a lot too. But this one seems like very heavy handed with the whole God thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I can't wait until God comes into the last act and is like, protects David Oyelowo from like bullets or something. And is like, I'm here. Like you are forgiven.
I'm waiting for a movie to do that.
Like actually have God come down.
Yeah, they're like, because then like everyone's on board, and they're like, hey.
Well, they were supposed to do that with Red State.
I know,
right?
That's why I want it to
yeah,
happen in some
happen.
Kind of movie, and you're just like, oh, what?
You're like, whoa, I did not expect
like, totally
this to
blows
happen.
Your mind.
what if in Fantastic Four that happened, where the Fantastic Four think they got their powers from this, and then God comes down and he's like, I gave you these powers. And it's like Morgan Freeman. Or it's Freddy from House of Cards. He turns out he's God the whole time.
That would be awesome.
He's like, I'm the one who gave you these powers. That'd be pretty crazy.
That would have made the movie awesome, actually.
And then he, like, strikes down Dr. Doom, and like, Dr. Doom just
And Josh
dies.
Trank is like, that's what my ending was going to be in the studio.
Wanted to change it. They said they were tired of all this heavy-handed God talk. So, yeah. Eventually, she gets let go, and I don't know if the guy dies or not. I don't think he dies.
Mm-hmm.
But he might. Who knows? And this is a movie, so, like, they usually change stuff.
Yeah,
like
they
them.
Do. Yeah, they, yeah. But they usually tell you what happened for real. Realsies at the end.
And then the next movie is Everest with like Jake Gyllenhaal and like a bunch of people, and like the director, I guess, was there, or the writer or something was there in real life where this movie, like the time when the movie took place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about these people who climbed like Mount Everest during one of the most dangerous seasons or something. Would you ever, we've talked about this, right? We talked about the other thing.
Yeah.
And then did we also talk about Mount Everest?
Yeah, we talked.
We talked about the Appalachian Trail.
I remember we talked a lot about the Appalachian Trail. We briefly mentioned Everest.
Yeah,
I think we.
Oh yeah, no,
we saw a movie.
Well, we saw the
where
trailer.
We saw Everest, and we did talk about it a little bit.
And I was like, "What a scary movie!" Trailer.
Yeah, and then we're like, "Oh yeah, we definitely talk about it, because we're like, oh yeah, the guy who's just a normal dude, and he's like, I'm going to do Everest. To improve my kids. I can do a normal guy. I can do it or something."
Wait, is that this movie?
That's this movie, too.
Oh, I thought that was the Appalachian Trail movie, too.
That's both. But one he's an old man, so he doesn't have, like, a family that he's trying to prove. I think the other one he's trying to prove to his kids. He's, like, not as old.
Oh, God, what a mistake.
And he's trying to prove to his kids that just a normal dude can do it.
Yeah. I can't wait until they come out and find out that this movie was all a lie.
Yeah,
so that movie's, I think people are going to die. Like, a lot of people you like in this movie are probably going to die, because that's how they normally do it.
Is Sean Bean in the movie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal. I think Chris Pine is in this movie. There's quite a few people in this movie. Let me look at
it. There's one Australian. He's in Terminator. What's his name? That one.
Dude. Josh Brolin.
Oh, he's in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Emily Watson, Robin Wright, John Hawks, Jason Clarke.
I think Jason
is Jake Gyllenhaal not in this movie?
I don't think he is, actually.
I saw him doing promotion. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley's in this movie?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Sam Worthington.
Oh, he's from Terminator also.
That's about it. So, yeah.
All right, Maze Runner Scorch Trials. So, first Maze Runner. You got to run around a maze.
For survival.
Yes.
Is this on reality TV in the future or something?
We don't know. That's the mystery.
We don't know why they're doing it?
They kind of tell you what's going on at the
end. How many people do it?
How do you know for sure it's real?
How many people are doing it?
Well, it's kids. It's all kids.
Like 10 of them or something?
More than that. They keep sending kids like every month or so. And it's always boys.
Hmm.
Every time. And they don't know. They don't give them any instructions. They don't know what's going on. They all just stay in the center because they're like. And then they have a couple people who are maze runners. They go around and maze and track the maze. And the maze changes every day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, eventually they determine, like, there's a video screen that tells you what's going on. But for all you know, that could be. It could be false.
It sounds like a
I don't know.
Like a soft,
I don't know what happens
version
in the
of, like, Saw or something. Like a child-friendly version of Saw. Not child, but like young adult version of Saw. Yeah.
That's kind of what it seems like. But it's like the same. It's like a post-apocalyptic world. It's apparently a post-apocalyptic world, and there's no real. I think you have. You're going to end up having to see all of them to know what's actually going on.
That's smart.
But it's like they're trying to cure a disease or something. It's kind of doesn't really. I think you need to read the books too. But it doesn't really fully explain what's going on. So anyways, they get out of the one spot they're in, and then there's more, the Scorch Trials, whatever that. I didn't really fully pay attention to the trailer, but I think there's more stuff they just got to go through, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how many books there are. But,
I think it's three or four.
I think the first movie must have made some money if they kept making them.
Yeah, probably. I don't think it was as exciting. It's not like, what was that other book? with like the Bones and remember? It was like another young adult book. And that one didn't make enough money and they actually did cancel that.
Oh, yeah. I know. What's it called?
Like Tomb and Bones or something like that.
Yeah. Because I feel like those Divergent movies, I don't think they make that much money.
No.
But I think they make enough to keep them going. But they got a lot. And they must have got those actors for like the full contract or something because they're decent sized actors and they're still in that movie.
Shadow and Bone? City of Bones.
City of Bones, yeah.
Mortal Instruments. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's when they stopped.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on Netflix. We didn't see any other trailers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come back tomorrow. And then we get to do my other favorite segment, Netflix recommendations, because it's relatively easy.
Yeah.
And then Freestyle Friday, Freestyle. Which is a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. See you guys. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.